Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 31st, 2023. Will penguins help us? Question. When Arctic temperatures drop down to minus 40 degrees and the wind speed is 40 meters per second, penguins gather into a circle and slowly move around the circle. The warmest ones in the middle of the circle switch places with the colder ones standing at the edges. And they continue this way until the storm passes. They survive thanks to each one's care for every other one in extreme conditions. Can we humans adopt this skill that penguins have? Answer: no, of course not. What we see in the animal kingdom is the expression of natural laws and not freedom of will. Question. So this is not the penguin's freedom of will? Answer: no, of course not. I do not switch places with someone because I think I should give up my spot to him. I switch places with him because this natural law is present inside of me and it directs me on how to act. Question: am I driven by instinct to switch places? Answer: yes. Comment: so, the penguin is warm and comfortable. Yet it goes into the cold, into the storm, and gives up its place to another penguin to warm up instead of himself. You are saying that this does not exist in man. My response: it cannot. We do not have such a law. Question: can we develop it within ourselves? Answer: go ahead, love your neighbor, and everything will be good. Comment: in principle, they say that there is a core inside the earth and the earth rotates around it. You are describing this law in a similar way. The core is everything and the foundation of everything. And you can answer any question, in principle, with this sentence? My response: but this is the central law of nature. Comment: yet at the same time you say that it is difficult to achieve this. My response: to realize, agree, and accept it as the true solution to all our problems, that is not easy. Comment: nevertheless, sooner or later we will be obligated to achieve it. My response: we will achieve it. Question: is there a way to circumvent it? Answer: no, of course not. However, it is written that this will happen by way of inconceivable suffering. But where can we escape? Comment: so, we will be able to leave the warm spot and give it up to another person, for them to warm up, only if there will be love between us. My response: yes. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 9, 2023. A screen that does not allow you to see the truth. Question: when you realized that our world does not actually exist, how shocking was it for you? Answer: in principle, I had a hunch about this. Many people have a hunch about this. It is not necessary to reveal this in your qualities, because everything is so logical that I somehow pulled myself up to such a realization, without Kabbalah. The fact is that I was created a little detached from our world. When I don't feel matter, I feel good. I'm telling you how it was. I was drawn to this feeling because I felt that all the spinning electrons or people are all unimportant, unreal, and not the main thing. Precisely, it is they who are the screen in front of the eyes that does not allow me to see the truth. Since childhood, I had such a clear impression. Therefore, when I heard that Kabbalah thought this way, I dashed to it. I started to delve into the Kabbalistic books without understanding anything and hardly making any sense of a couple of words. I am glad that I found a friend who read these books aloud to me. From CAB TV's I got a call. Break away from everything earthly. September 15, 2012. How can you keep moving? Question. If the desire is taken away from a person who is engaged in spiritual advancement and he is not even able to move a finger, how can he keep on moving without this desire? Answer: these are just metamorphoses that we have to go through. First of all, you have to connect with the group and with the study, And you will find that you have to form a new desire. You change not the desire itself, but the intention. That is, the motivation disappears, for the sake of what to move. Previously you moved for yourself, you realized that you have to do millions of things in the world and thus fill yourself until you begin to realize that you are made of desire and fulfillment, and your mind exists only to help you fill yourself. Man is a very simple machine, a kind of box that wants to fill itself. It has arms, legs, a head, tongue, eyes, and ears. This robot is looking for a way to fill itself each moment to the maximum while spending the least effort to do that. Optimal filling in accordance with emerging internal needs. This is us, very primitive, very simple. Now there is a reprogramming of this box with arms and legs. A person must perform it himself, understand what he is doing, realize, and agree with this. How should I now reprogram myself so that my filling is the filling of others? From Cab TV's I Got a Call. A Man Without a Soul, October 6, 2012. How can you feel the qualities of the other? Question: can you describe by your example how I can see certain qualities in you? Answer: regarding you, I am a part of you. You just have to correct yourself to such an extent that you can put this part into yourself. That is all. Question: but how can I feel your qualities correctly? Answer: you cannot feel me correctly because you do feel not me, but the egoism that supposedly is between you and me. You feel only the egoism that is separating us, and you see it. The wisdom of Kabbalah says that you must rise above your egoism, and then you will begin to feel the other as yourself. You will see that apparently, he is connected to you. He is your integral part. To do this, you just need to rise above your egoism regarding the other and null your ego. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Mirror of a Soul, October 4, 2012. As if in a vacuum. Comment: in Kabbalah, unlike other methods, a person is constantly given a choice. In other places, he gets into an environment that suppresses him. And here he is free to leave even after 5 years. My response: in the process of practicing Kabbalah, a person is always thrown out of its study, and he must strengthen himself again and look for the goal every minute. It constantly disappears because every minute for him is a point in the path that does not have its own direction, and he must look for a vector again at every step so as not to turn in the other direction. In order to always move in a straight line, he needs to find a direction at each point of it. He builds his own way. There is no ready way at all. As in outer space, whether you are there upside down, horizontally, or vertically, it doesn't matter how. You don't have any landmarks, you have to check and choose them yourself every time. And every minute. You can't get a foothold, take some corner, and walk along it. There is nothing to measure from. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Difference Between Kabbalah and Other Methods, September 8, 2012. A Man and a Woman. Creator and Creation. Question: what parallels can be drawn between the relationship of a man and a woman compared with the Creator and the creation? Answer: all the movements, connections, rapprochements, and distancing that exist between the Creator and the creation happen between a man and a woman because these states in spirituality are the source of gender separation in our world. In the beginning, there was no world at all, no humanity, and no separation of people. They appeared precisely because the Creator created the creation, something that receives from the Creator. The Creator is considered a masculine force, creative and developing. Creation is a female force, receiving, multiplying, and expanding, which, by its development, comes to the perception of the Creator and the desire to become one with Him. It is in the purpose of creation. In the corporeal world, in our biological protein bodies, this is realized on the earthly level. Correct implementation at the protein level is also necessary for the entire creation at all its levels in order to come to the correct state. There is nothing beyond this unity. Therefore, Kabbalah studies this unity in forces and understands everything that happens in nature at all levels, between people, between parts of nature, and in human society, and that a person, based on his nature, creates all kinds of political, economic, commercial, family, and other systems. Kabbalah is a universal wisdom because it operates with the most universal things, two forces, the creator and creation. It explains how they gradually, through a hierarchy, descend through the four worlds, form our world, and in it, reach the same realization. Everything is very simple. From CabTV's I Got a Call. A Man and a Woman, An Eternal Orgasm, June 16, 2012.